cruising along on a Tuesday afternoon for Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. I am live out on location. I'm at the ballpark here in Avon, where later on tonight I'll have the call of the Lake Erie Crushers Southern Illinois Miners opener in this three-game series here in Avon today, tomorrow, and Thursday. My tag team partner Matt Douglas is back at the studios of AM 930 WEOL, but he is not alone. Joining Matt back in the studios right now, we've got some state champions back there from the Elyria Pioneer softball team, who, of course, came through with a dramatic state championship victory back on Saturday. We've got head coach Ken Fennick back there, Macy Godbolt, and Madison Cruzado. Guys, first and foremost, congratulations on that state championship. And, boy, because of the way things ended in that game, I'm sure right after it happened, I'm not sure if you had the chance to kind of look back and reflect and just kind of take it all in. But I guess my first question is, how long did it take before it actually set in that you guys are the state champs?
I don't know if it actually has set in yet. We're still celebrating the victory. But I know one thing, the team, after the call was made, the team looked in the crowd and did try to soak that moment in. We went to our fans that have been there to support us after every game, and we just showed them how much we appreciated their support, and, you know, we were just so happy in that moment.
What's really crazy is at first you just think, like, oh, my gosh, I just won a championship. But at that moment, you don't really realize it till you get – till you look at the fans and just see your support system behind you and just cheering, that's been cheering you on the whole way.
Sure. You guys did a tremendous job in this game. I think, too, I mean, for the fans who were out there listening to this game on WEOL or had the chance to be at Firestone Stadium out there in Akron, and, Coach, I'll throw this one your way. It seems like all year this year, when we've been able to cover you, when we've looked at your stories in the Chronicle-Telegram, you guys have been able to come back from deficits. You've been able to pull out those big victories. And in this one, you go into the bottom of the seventh, trailing by a run. You get to the point where there's two outs against your team. At any point, did you doubt that your girls would come back and win this one? I'd have to imagine you knew you had that opportunity, didn't you?
Well, I told them in the sixth inning or in the seventh inning, I don't know what inning it was, but I really thought that our last upset we could win the game. And even when we had the one out, then we had two outs, Riley lined that ball out to left field, I still thought we had a shot to win it. Obviously, the way we won it was incredible.
Sure.
You know, I know their people in Lebanon are upset the way it ended, but, you know, obstruction is obstruction, and it was the right call.
Well, it's tremendous base running, I would say, by your team as well. Have you guys been aggressive all year round? Is that the way you approach the base running?
Oh, for sure. That's been how we've approached it from day one. And that's something that was new for me, but it's definitely helped our team throughout the season.
You always keep going. You always keep running aggressive to the place over.
Sure. Macy. Go ahead, Coach.
Early in the season, these two, Madison and Macy, will tell you that, you know, I always try to bring them as many bases as we can, being over there in the third base box. I think I've got Macy thrown out like four times this year, Madison maybe two times. But, you know, in the end, it all panned out the way we get on the bases and we create havoc.
Sure. What about that last play, Coach Fennick? I mean, as you're watching that ball hit to the shortstop, she picks it up and throws. What's going through your mind on that play?
Well, I knew April could make it in time to score. And then as Macy got up from second after they dropped the ball at second base, there was no way that I was stopping her. I knew we had two outs, and, you know, we were going to take our chance and see if we could win it there. Because even if we were not safe with Macy, it would have been a tie game, and we could have, you know, extended the game.
Yeah, without a doubt. Bull, I'll open the panel up to you again, sir.
All righty. Well, again, we're being joined by Elyria head coach Ken Fennick. He's joined with Madison Cruzado and Macy Godbolt, the state champion. Elyria Pioneers won the Division I softball state championship back on Saturday. And, boy, when you take a look, I mean, I think much has been made about the youth on that team. But at what point throughout the year did you take a look at that group, Coach, and really start to think, man, I know I've really got something special here?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been watching the kids from Elyria ever since they've been little. You know, my daughter plays travel ball also, and I'm at a lot of tournaments where – you know, I pretty much know who's deciding that they are going to come to Elyria. And I definitely knew there were some pieces that could really help us out this year, and that was definitely the case.
Madison, let me throw one your way here. What about this team did you enjoy the most? I mean, aside from the state championship, but obviously there's camaraderie there for you guys. I remember listening to, I believe it was your post game after you guys beat Gahanna to move on to the state championship. You mentioned, or maybe it was the regional win, but you mentioned everybody sings on the bus when you take those trips home. Obviously, there's got to be a lot of camaraderie with your girls to be able to sing in front of one another. So what was one of your favorite parts, Madison?
One of my favorite parts about this team is that we know how to have a balance sure. with each other. We are a loose team, loves to sing on the bus, but also we're hardworking, and we know when to be serious, and we know when we have to bring intensity,
sure.
and that was very enjoyable for me, joining this group of girls this year.
Macy is one of the younger girls on the team. What are some of the things you picked up this season?
I picked up as, like, you always got to play with your team. You can't just play for yourself. You always play as a team. And once you do that, everything just happens. You win games. You just have a connect with the girls all season.
Sure. What about that, the state championship run? I'll start with you here, Macy. What was it like showing up at Firestone to play in that first game there in Akron? Were there jitters, or were you just ready to go, get on the field?
Of course there were jitters, but, I mean, I just took it as another game because it's all or nothing right now. Like, you can't be nervous or you might mess up. So you just take it one game at a time, and you just play how you know how to play.
Sure. How about you, Madison?
Mm-hmm. Everybody experiences some nerves during that moment.
Yeah.
But also, I remember telling my teammates that, you know, this is our last game. Like, we've come this far. We should be proud of where we're at. So let's just go out there and win it. Let's put it all out there on the field, leave no regrets, and keep doing what we're doing. We're here for a reason, and we did. We took it game by game, and that mentality worked.
Very cool. Coach Fennick, did you have any nerves going into Akron there?
Well, usually I'm wound pretty tight, but I will be honest with you. This group, they've been something else. The way they sing on the bus, like you just mentioned, the first time we were down there for the semifinal game, we had to get there early in the morning. I think they were at Elyria West at like 5 in the morning. But I told them to enjoy every single second. Now, I don't know that they knew we were going to start enjoying it from 5 a.m. because by the time the games were over, they were definitely exhausted mentally and physically. But, you know, it was just a lot of fun. And I got to see enjoyment by watching them work with each other and succeed together. To me, it was a very fun ride, and I got to be relaxed. Normally, I can't relax. I'm pretty straight and narrow, and this was a different experience for me as a coach.
Awesome. We're talking with the Elyria Pioneer softball team here on Bullseye in the afternoon. Coach Kent Fennick with us, along with Macy Godbolt, Madison pardon me, Madison, why your last name seems to escape me at this
Cruzado.
Moment.
Cruzado.
Thank you very much. Ken, I wanted to ask you, if you'd be willing to. We all heard the broadcast by Tim Alcorn in that state championship game. He said before that last play, you brought all the girls together there on the sideline, and you sort of had a basketball huddle where you said something there in that seventh inning. Well, what was sort of the message to the girls?
You know, I remember that huddle. I actually heard him say that last night on the broadcast, the replay. To be honest with you, I don't know what I said. I think I said something along the lines that I think we can do this. Madison, do you remember?
Along those lines. Yeah. Like, we can do this. We have the last opportunity to hit. So let's go out there. We're at the top of our lineup.
Last opportunity.
Yeah, last opportunity.
Awesome.
Let's just win it here. That's something that he said.
Let's just win it here.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the umpire points the home plate, and you guys went crazy, and rightfully so. I mean, a tremendous victory for you guys. Bull, I'll let you go back at it, buddy.
Sure, and I guess, you know, we can cut you guys loose on this. And I know, Coach, you actually alluded to it a little bit earlier in the interview here, but I kind of want to pose this question to all three of you. What's going through your mind at the very end of that game? Because of the way it ended, I would imagine there's a lot of excitement. There's a little bit of confusion because you're not entirely sure what the umpiring crew is going to decide, even though anybody who's watched that video, you have a pretty good idea as to what the umpire is going to say. As you mentioned earlier, Coach, obstruction is obstruction, whether you like it or not. But what's going through your mind as that's all transpiring And as this thing's kind of coming to a finish, again, I would imagine there's probably a lot of excitement, but a little bit of confusion as well.
Madison?
Oh, okay. well, that moment happened so fast. There definitely was some confusion, but everybody could see that there was clearly obstruction. And I was on third when this happened, and I saw the umpire stick out his arm. So I was like, there's no way they can deny us this call. But once that final call was made, everybody ran to each other, and we just gathered at home plate and just celebrated the moment with each other. And it was so nice.
Amazing. It was so crazy because I was on deck, and I just seen it happen. So I was like, oh, man, if they don't call this. But I knew Macy could reach home, like, even after that, like, because, you know, she's got speed. So I was just thinking, like, even if she doesn't reach it, it's still going to be tied. So we have another chance of winning this game. But when he stuck out his arm, I went crazy too. We all just huddled up at the plate and just went crazy. It was an ecstatic moment.
For me, you know, I was in the third base coach's box. And, you know, I saw the collision. I saw Macy fall down. And immediately the third base umpire's arm went out to the side. And I kind of mimicked what he did, and I held my arm out there also. You know, Cruzado made it all the way around to third. I'd have probably sent her, too, because everybody seemed like they were just running. you know, just an unbelievable finish, and I'm just proud of all the girls from Elyria and also all the fans, the community people that were at the game. I know there were several people listening at softball games, travel team games. So it was a great experience for the whole city.
No, that's really, really awesome stuff. And, you know, Coach, you had a quote in the paper the other day. I think you had mentioned that we got to create chaos on the bases. And you certainly did that. When you create chaos on the bases, good things normally do happen. Guys, we appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us in studio. Congratulations on that championship. Really, really awesome stuff. Enjoyed listening to Tim Alcorn's call here on AM 930 WAOL. Such a special experience, and we appreciate you guys coming in studio and sharing that with us as well. All righty, well, we're going to go ahead and take a break here. Take us towards the top of the hour. Our thanks to Elyria head coach Ken Fennick and the state champion Elyria Pioneers, Madison Cruzado and Macy Godbolt for joining us as well. We'll come back after this as Bullseye on the Afternoon continues on AM 930 WAOL.